Today's daf is Pesachim daf Pei Aleph, and we are going to talk about the sugya of asmachta, not asmachta regarding kinyanim, but asmachta regarding drashos chazal. The Gemara here on Pei Aleph Mabez is discussing the sugya of tumas atahom. Tumas atahom, a tumah that one never knew about, and it was deep in the depths of the earth. And is one the same rules apply for Nazir, for Oseh Pesach? So the Gemara asks, for Tumas Atahom Gufei Chaksiva, where what's the source for Tumas Atahom that this is a unique type of Tumas? So Machlokes Amar Abelazar Amar Krevach Yamus Meis Alav Bimechuveres Alav. Alav to him, if something a mace dies to him with something that's clear to him, Bimechuveres Alav. Ashkecha Nazir Oseh Pesach Min Alan Amar Yochanan Amar Krav. B'derech rechoka lachem, b'mechuveres lachem, where it is clear to you, lachem. Rishim ben Lakish amar, k'derech. Ma derech begalui, af tumanama begalui. Just like the derech is revealed and known, so too, the tuma that applies in this case has to be known and revealed. So machlokes Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that what the source is by Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, don't we have a Tosefta that says, what's Tumas at the home? Kol shelo hikir ba echad besof ha'olam. If nobody ever knew about it, that's Tumas at the home. Hikir ba echad besof ha'olam. If one person in the world ever knew about this Tumah, ain't that Tumas at the home, that is not Tumas at the home. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar d'amar b'chuveres alav adiyadahu, because Rabbi Elazar, it's a different din. Because Rabbi Elazar, it's as long as you know about it, one person, until you know about it, it's going to be called Tumas at the home. Rabbi Yochanan Dabar Lachem, Bechuveres Lachem, Adiyada Batar Train. It's only two. Shur Belakish Dabar Akarcha, Da'amar, Kederech Adiyadi Kulei Alma. So it seems to be different than the Brisa of one person knowing Besof Ha'olam. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Al Tumas at the home, Hilchas a Gemirala, Vikra Asmachta B'Yalma. Really, it's a Hilchas a Gemira, which Tosfos and Rashi often say means Halach Lamosh B'Sinai. The Rambam does not say that. That's a separate topic, which maybe we'll touch on if we have time. But really, it is learned out from Misora, Torah Shebal Peh, Vikra Asmachta B'Alma. And the Pasuk is, Asmachta B'Alma is just a hint in the Torah, by the kader, baderech, or lachem, those are all asmachta b'yalma. So how are we supposed to understand asmachta or asmachta b'yalma? Here the Gemara says asmachta. It's just an asmachta. So what does asmachta mean? This is a major machlokas rishonim, and that'll be what we'll mention today. So the action is really in the Ritva. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin. The Gemara there discusses, there are a couple of yesodistic Ritva is in Rosh Hashanah. We discussed the Ritva Daf Lamed Gimel recently. That's where he quotes the Ramban about Shabbason. But here, on Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, that's where the Ritva discusses Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, is that a din Daraisa? Is that a din Drabanan? Says the Ritva. Baha Deka Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The language of the Gemara is, Hashem says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Say in front of me. The fact that it says Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does that mean it's a din daraisa? So you might say din daraisa. As a Rashi that seems to say that. It's a din daraisa to say Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Right? Even though the rest of Tefillah every other day can be seen Machlokas, Rambam, and the Ramban, but it says Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ritva. Mishum, the afagav, the psukim, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, Eden Minat Torah, Elami Durabana, Kitaparishna. I think it is Durabanan. Say Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros are Durabanan. Mikol makom mimasha amra Torah zichro trua. The fact that the Torah says that yesh lomod sheroi lahazkir psuke trua upsuke zikaron. We shall learn from there that it's appropriate to mention the psukim. The Torah doesn't demand it, but the Torah is telling us that it's appropriate. Umalchi is nafgalan kemosh darshu razal b'sifra b'pasuk vayilachem lezikaron v'nei lokechem aliyashem lokechem v'chulu elazabana av zichronos shofros. And then, Umishemachik Tani Rabbi Akiva Shamar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanu Malchi Zichronos, Shekol Ma Sheyish Lo Asmachta, Min HaPasuk, any time that there is a hint, there's an Asmachta from the Pasuk, Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheroi Lasos Kein. That's his Lashon. Hashem is being Meir, Hashem is letting us know, is cluing us in that it's appropriate to do. Ela Shelo Kav Uchova, but he just didn't make it into a Chova Adin Daraisa. But an Asmachta means that he's saying it's appropriate. Umasu lechachamim, and he gave the power to the chachamim in order to obligate it. V'zed davar barur ve'emes, and this is clear. This is true. The Ritva knows that there are other opinions here, and that's what he's emphasizing. It is Barav Emes. Velo Kedivri Mafarshim, not like those Mafarshim that Haasmachtos who Kederach Simin Shnasu Chachamim, not like those who explain Asmachta that it is just an Asmachta. It doesn't really mean that it is something of the Torah. Man, the Rabbanan went backwards and found a hint to a din de Rabbanan in the Torah. Velo Shakavanas Torah Lakach. It's not that the Torah really had this in mind. It says the Ritva Chas V'Shalom Yishtaka Hadavar Velo Yomar. Doesn't just argue. Chas v'shalom. Shezu das minusi. This is heretical to say that the asmachtas that the Rabbanan found hints in the Torah is just coincidental and they look backwards to find a hint to what they created themselves. Avala Torah, again he says, Avala Torah he'ira b'kach u'mas rachiyef adar v'lekava l'chachamim yirtzu. No, the Torah would say it's appropriate. Hashem is saying, I'd really, get nachas from this, but I didn't command it. K'moshakazim yasisa v'yadav ha'she yagidu l'cha. L'fichach timsa ha'chachamim nostim b'chol makom raya o zecher o asmachta l'dvarim min ha'Torah. That's what you find so many times, that the Rabbanan find different types of hints to their words. Klomar, she'enam mechadshim davar milibam. What does that mean? They're not saying something new. Ein mechadshin davar milibam. So again, the other Rishonim might agree to this. We'll see soon. But the Ritva says that's the point of an asmachta, to show us that this isn't something new that they're coming up with. Everything has its roots in the Torah. Whether it's Torah dinim daraisa, even dinim drabanan, the roots are in the Torah. V'kol Torah shebal peh remuza b'Torah shebechsav. Shehi tmima v'chas v'shalom shehi chaseira klum. That is the Ritva, a very strong formulation of Asmachta. Asmachta is based on the Torah. The Rabbanan really looked into the Torah and found hints, but those hints are exactly what the Torah meant. It's not just Simon Ba'alma to remember things. That is the Ritva right here. Fitting in with Ritva is the Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach doesn't talk about Asmachta specifically, but in Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Ar Sameach discusses different types of Dinim Durabbanan. Different types of Dinim Rabbanan. There he's dealing with the problem that the Rambam says, Mitzvah lahazkir yitzias mitzrayim by yom v'alayla. It's a mitzvah daraisa, or I should say, take that back. It's a mitzvah to be mazkir, zechiras yitzias mitzrayim is a mitzvah every single day and night of our life. The problem is the Rambam doesn't count it in the 613. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs does not have zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, so he quotes that the Shah Gezari notes this. And the question is, why not? Why doesn't he quote it? So we mentioned the pastor of Chaim, who says, I think we had a lumdish here about this, that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema according to the Rambam is all three parshias, so Zechir Yisiyas Mitzrayim is included in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Okay, that's one shot. I think the Prima Gadim says it's believe, and that's why it's not counted as a separate mitzvah. But the Ar Sameach says, no, it's a din d'rabbanan. Zechir Yisiyas Mitzrayim is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So how is that? Why would it be only d'rabbanan? Right, because there's no lashon mefurish in the Torah. Laman tizkar, S-E-O, do this so that. It doesn't say tizkar. Laman tizkar, S-E-O, say so. So it says the Ar Sameach, v'da, ki chipasti b'divri rabbeinu b'sefer ha-mitzvos, v'lo matzasi sheyimne mitzvah sisiz mitzrayim, l'hazkir b'cho yimos hashana. I looked in the entire sefer ha-mitzvos, says the Ar Sameach, I did not find that he counts this. Rak b'lel tezvav. Shel Nisan, Devi Gadatul Avincha, Bayamahu. He counts Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, but not Zechira. Umikra de Zachar Yom Hazeh Halodavarhu. It's a pasuk. V'chein b'chibur alo hizkir zeh l'mitzvah bifnei atzmo. Rak b'hilchos Kriya Shema kasav kan. The mitzvah l'azki Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what is it? Why doesn't he quote it? V'chein amina digger mitzvah Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'hazkir mikra lo antizkar, as Yomzei Meir Mitzrayim. Pashtei dekra ma'iri b'chodesh ha'aviv. V'yasisa Pesach. The pashas of the pasuk is not Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's the dinim of Pesach. These halachas of Pesach are there so that you remember. Like Amalek, one time, Ode Laman Tizkar, Haino Aide Mitzvahs Tfilin, Vyamim Tovim Shabahem. So, Laman Tizkar means through the other mitzvahs, not an independent mitzvah. And V'chalim Lo Chizit Lashon Sivui. And now here we go. V'had Dekari Le'a Gemara Da'oraisa, but the Gemara calls it a Da'oraisa. How can the Gemara call it a Da'oraisa? Hainu. D'yesh Takanos Chachamim, She'ein Zer Rak Mishum Mishmeres. K'monilis Yodayim V'chayotzi Bozeh. There are some Dinim D'Rabbanan that are Mishum Gzeira, right? The tilas yadayim to wash your hands so you don't come to eat truma without washing your hands. Right? Eating chicken and milk is a gzeira. Writing with your left hand, doing malachas with a shinui and Shabbos, gzeiras. So one type of din in drabanan is that. V'yesh shehu mishum in yonim shenischad shu achrei matan Torah. And some din in drabanan are because an event occurred after Maimon Har Sinai, right? Like Megillah, like Hanukkah. The yesh in yonim, and then there are some din in drabanan shehem lahafakas ratzon abore. Some din in drabanan are to bring out the ratzon Hashem. Av kilo hitil v'lo hichbid b'torah schova. Even though in the Torah Hashem doesn't obligate it, because kasher ro rashi aknesia. But when Chazal saw. They figured out this is what Hashem would appreciate. The Rabbanan figured out that this is what Hashem would want us to do, and therefore they made it into a chiyuv, even though the Torah didn't make it into a chiyuv. How could we say, like, why Hashem didn't make one thing into a chiyuv and he left it to the Rabbanan and others? We don't know. But certain things are. V'zeh al tavos ki zikne imecha. When we see that Hashem wrote in the Torah, do all these mitzvahs to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, then obviously remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is something valuable. So once they saw that, tiknu avoseinu lizkar b'peh, Malay Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom ulahodos lo alzeh v'zeh hashlamas ratzon abor yisparach. This is hashlamas ratzon Hashem. This is Ratzon Hashem. Lachain mikri da'oraisa. That's why it's da'oraisa. And hichmir b'sveikok ha'shichmir b'savi d'ir kabbalah fishita sachronim v'chulu, because it's merumas, right? But that is the Ar Sameach. So the Ar Sameach says, like the Ritva, that the dinim d'rabbanan are already based on the da'oraisa. He doesn't go to the next step to say that's what asmachta means, but the Ar Sameach fits in exactly to that Ritva, it's Hafakas Ratzon Abore. Hashem wasn't mechayev it for reasons that he knows, but he appreciates it and he wants us to do it, and he wants the Rabbanan to make it into a chiyuv. Again, obviously, Hashem wants to leave it open a little bit to make sure that we get the message of his Torah. And one final source in this regard, Rebbe Chanan in the second volume of Kovetz Shiurim and the Kutras Divrei Sofrim talks about the concept of Ratzon Hashem, of besides the mitzvos and the chiyuvim that we have, right, we have to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Again, many sources related to this, just in Kutras Divrei Sofrim, in Os Chaf Aleph, and Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, he talks about, Tekoma Shetzivu Chachamim, Anu Yodim, Shekein Hu Gam Ratzon Hashem. Everything that Chachamim commanded us, we know this is exactly what Hashem had in mind. V'davar zeh la'asos ritzonu yizbarach. Kol boi olam etzuvin ve'omdim. Mitzchilitz b'yaso al zeh. All people are created in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. D'kol hanim soyim nivru la'asos ritzon konam. Anyone who was created to perform Ratzon Hashem. V'chol pal Hashem l'ma'aneyu. And that's the formulation. Ubazef Salafaris, he says that's what the Targum means in Yirmiyo. In Yirmiyo it says, Uvanu as Bamos Habal, Lesrofas Beneim Ba'esh, Alos Labal, right? He talks about how people do Avodah Zarah. Ashalot Sivisi, Velo Dibarti, Velo Alsa Libi. I never commanded this, I never told you this, and it never went up in my mind. Upirisho Batargum. Lo, what does that mean? What are the three Lashonas? Lo Pakidis Baraisa. It's not a Din Daraisa. Delo Shalchas Biad Avdai Nevi'ai. I didn't, you know, tell my Nevi'im to tell you, mizar Torah shabal peh, v'lo rava kadamai, and it's not my ratzon. So there are three chalkei Torah, tzivui, dibur, and ratzon Hashem, the next category. And he says, l'fi pshuto, he says, that's this trying to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. He says, and that's the problem, he ends off with Bilam HaRasha. Because if you look in the psukim, by Bilam, just read the psukim, he doesn't seem like such a bad guy. Right, he says to them, I can't do it, Hashem doesn't want me to go. Okay, I'll finally go, but only what Hashem tells me to say, I will say. So if you look in the psukim themselves, it doesn't seem so terrible. Avo be'emes, af sheyada Bilam etev. No, Bilam knew Hashem didn't want him to go. Ki ali chaso l'kalas Yisrael hu neged ratzon Hashem. Lo chashas al zeh, kol zman shel hoya lo tzivu mefurash. Shelo leilech. He didn't have a tzivu mefurash not to go, so he finds a way. even though he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to go. V'yalkein amar lo ocha lo ucha lavor es pi Hashem. Pi daika. I can't violate the pi Hashem. Avo atzon Hashem lo hayachash beinav lasoso. That's not a problem. V'zehu rishato. That was his rishus, and again, there's a lot more there, but that's all within the derech of the Ritva, that all the Drabbanans were exactly merumas and wanted, and again, you might be able to say some of these ideas without us saying asmachta in the formulation of the Ritva, but they all fit in. But again, there are others, sources that seem to say in the other direction, right? Before we switch over, there are dinim and halachas and sources that say that asmachta makes a din darabanan more chamor. Right? The question is, what is, and that would mean, reflect lechora, that asmachta is something substantive, not just a simen ba'alma. The Russian brachas mentions that eating before davening, but shachris, is more chamor than eating before the other tefillas, because it's ramuz bekra, right? Relo sochlu al hadam, the Pasuk says in Brachas Davyud, Lo tochlu lefnei she'atem mispalim al dimchem. Right? Don't daven before you daven for your souls. And therefore, the Rosh says on Davyud in Maseches Brachas that is more chamer. Tosas and Avodah Zarah on Daf Chav Beis calls Maleches Chalamoed De'oraisa. It's more chamer than Avelus because it has an asmachta. Has an asmachta. Again, what does that mean? It's calling it a daraisa, like the Ritva says. But the Ritva knows that if anything else is kfira. So that's a little strong, because there are other very strong shitas that say the other way. None other than the Rambam. The Rambam in Takdama to Pirusha Mishnayos, where he talks all about the sources of Torah Shebal Peh. As we know, the Rambam discusses the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh, including Halacha Moshe Misinai and Pirushim HaMukubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, are the two first categories. And then we have the Drushas and the Takanas and the Xeris, but the Rambam discusses what's the difference between Halacha Moshe Misinai and Dvarim HaMufurashim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says, Halacha Moshe Misinai you will never figure out in a million years, based on the Psukim. Pirushim HaMukubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe you can figure it out, Priyat Sadr being an Esrog. That's not Halacha Moshe Misinai. Ayin Tach HaZayin. That's not Halacha Moshe Misinai, that it means money. So you can figure it out after a long time. But Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that has no remes. Kol Davar, says the Rambam, She'ein lo remes b'mikra, ve'eino nikshar bo, ve'yafshar lo hotzio b'derach midark yasvara. Alav levado ne'amar Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Only about that. Bishvil zeh, kishar amarnu shi'ur in Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that's why when we say shi'ur in Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? It's merumas in the pasuk. Eres chitos orek evet ene rimon. The Gemara is bothered by that, because Halacha Moshe B'Sinai are not merumas in the psukim. And says the Rambam, Tia Tshuva, what's the answer? Shehi Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And the Gemara says, yeah, it doesn't really mean that. Why? The Gemara says, "Did Halacha Moshe B'Sinai ve'ein l'shi'urin ikar lahotzi osa mimenu b'derach svara." It doesn't come from there. Ve'ein lahem remez b'chol haTorah, and there's no remez in the entire Torah, right? And it's not that the pasuk is being merames to for this din. And then the Rambam says, "Avol nisbecha zos haMitzvah lazeh haPasuk l'simin." It's put next to this pasuk, in this pasuk, just for a simon, k'dei sheyehe noda v'nizkar, right? So that we remember it. This pasuk will remind us of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The eino me'inyin hakasuv. It's not part of the minyan. It's not what the pasuk meant. K'dei sheyehe ve'ezeo inyin ma she'amro k'ra asmachto bi'alma v'chol makam she'is k'ruhu. That's asmachto bi'alma, right? It's a simon to help remind us. That's what Argamar means. What the Rambam would say. Hilchas gemira lava k'ra. Asmachta ba'alma by Tumas Hatahom. If you look in the Hakdama to the Kiryat Sefer has a couple of pages, the Mabit, in his commentary on the Rambam. So there also, he has a couple of prakim about the roots of Torah Shebal Peh. So the end of Perak Aleph there, he says the same thing. V'dira Kabbalah ein by machlokas to olam. V'nira dalach moshe b'sinai, hachi agmurei below asmachta, v'hadr samchu akra l'simana ba'alma. Right, for Simon Ba'alma, right? First it was given Torah Shebal Peh, and then they went back for us to remind us, V'asmachta, the Torah Shebal Peh, Hachi Agmur L'Moshe Dinim, Asmachta Akra, right? Be Somechan on the Kra. The many other examples of this but this as well. But again, there might be Chilukim, right? How do you treat the Dinim Darabanan with Asmachta as in a more calmer way? Right, there could be differences. Right, the Prima Gadim has somewhat of a middle approach. The Prima Gadim says maybe there are different types of asmachtas. Maybe there's a difference between asmachta and asmachta bialma. Maybe there's a difference, I don't know if he says this, between the asmachta of a pure Didin Rabbanim, where they look for an asmachta, and Halacha Moshe Misinai, which they look for an asmachta, right, coming from different directions. But in the Prima Gadin, in the Psicha Koleles, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chaf, he says, V'roi Shateta, Sheish Beis Mini Asmachtas. Asmachta Chashuva, the Yesh La Kein Remez B'Torah, Kemo Netilas Yadayim L'Chulin, Mikrav Yadav L'Shuta B'Mayim, U'Bebrachas V'Kadish, V'Yedu Kut Eilamayim Rishonim, Zeu Asmachta Ba'alma, She'ein Remez B'Kra, L'Zeh. So different types of Asmachtas. That might be a middle approach. But either way, this is a discussion of Asmachta. And again, the Rambam Shita is not saying there's anything, you know, weak about Asmachta. It's just that part of learning is to remember your learning. So Asmachta means Rabbanu wanted us to remember. Remember the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Dalet, where it talks all about the Aleph Beis, and we talk about what is Samach, right? Samach, let me just find the line, Kuf Dalet of an Aleph, says the Gemara, what's Samach Ayin? Smoch aniyim lishnachrina simanim asei batorah v'kineosa. Right, make simanim for the Torah. Rashi says simanim shall say their shmuos detana o amora begirsa delo tishka hachas man could go in ilusha b'shas. Make things to help you remember Torah. Right, so that's asmachta according to the Rambam. That's asmachta. Again, according to either of them, the asmachta reflects the connection and the unity and the interconnectedness of Torah, the Dinim D'Oraisa, the Dinim D'Rabbanan, whether it's fundamentally, like the Ritva says, even the Rambam would say, there is a backhanded connection, but even though there's nothing fundamental, that it wasn't meant in this regard. Okay, we will stop here.